Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about teachers shouldn't be touching. Well, let's go, right? Yeah, supposedly men are predators, but look at this woman. She's been doing some praying of her own. According to this, middle school teacher arrested in February for having sex with 15-year-old student in her Florida classroom is arrested again for sleeping with a minor in another county. Yay! Yes, this article is old. It's from April 16th of 2021. Oh, yes, but it's still relevant because it shows how women think. Oh, yes, she thought she could get away with this garbage and she did it again. Oops, she did it again. She does look like Britney Spears, all cracked out. Okay, this chick's name is Haley Close Hallmark. Oh, yes, one of his hyphenated names. You know she's a feminist. She's 35. Allegedly began a physical relationship with a 15-year-old student in August of 2018, which lasted 2 years. So 15 to 35. Wow, so that's a 20-year age gap. Oh, and she took advantage, right? Look at her eyes. Look at the dead look in her eyes. You think she gives a fuck? No, she doesn't. She was arrested in February on 3 charges stemming from allegations from Olakusa County. Huh, okay. And then it says, in April, she was arrested again on similar charges after an alleged physical encounter with her victim during a teen dance event in Sacola County. Nice! Close Hallmark previously pleaded not guilty to the 3 February charges, but then they caught her again, so oops, I guess they caught her with her hands in the cookie jar, right? Damn. A middle school teacher in Florida already facing charges for having a physical relationship with a 15-year-old student is now facing additional charges because of a similar incident in another Florida county. Yay! Florida! Haley Close Hallmark, 35, was issued an arrest warrant by the Osceola County Sheriff's Office on April 2nd and was arrested on April 13 over claims she had a sexual encounter with a minor during school dance competition. No, yes, let's dance. Fucking dance, right? Awesome. Close Hallmark, a history teacher and coach at Ruckel Middle School in Niceville, Florida, was previously arrested in Okaloosa County in March for lewd and lascivious battery against a child aged between 12 to 16 and sexual assault on a minor. But it doesn't count because this was a girl. Yes, because she's a lesbian, it doesn't count, right? Yes, the 35-year-old has been suspended from her teaching job without pay, pending the results of the case against her. Ooh, this chick is gonna get screwed over, hopefully, but who knows. It is 2025, and this stuff does fly by, right? She pleaded not guilty to all charges related to the March arrest, according to Northwest Florida Daily News. Close Hallmark allegedly had numerous sexual encounters with her victim when she was helping Close Hallmark coach the girls' school soccer team. The victim was in the 9th grade at the time. You see what I mean? They were both 2 muff divers. Ah, yes, they wanted to start a fire. But she was 15. Did she have a muff? Well, of course she had a muff, but I mean hair. I don't know. Does it matter? She's still a creep, right? Yeah, let's take a look at this chick, see what she looks like, right? Well, fellas, you could put it into the spank bank. Yes, look how pretty she is. Yay! This is Mick Jagger when he's transitioning into a woman, to Janet Jagger. Yes, they allegedly text one another during the 2017-2018 school year, which evolved into sexting one another. Yes, that's what a 35-year-old should do with a 15-year-old, right? Ah, but because they're women, you know, it doesn't count, right? When the victim moved to the high school in August of 2018, the relationship allegedly became physical. Oh yes, let's consummate the relationship. Oh, but because it's women, you know. If I would do this, guess what? I'll be rotting in prison, but because this is a chick, it's okay. Sexual encounters allegedly occurred in Close Hallmark's classroom as well as the homes of both Close Hallmarks and the victims. Oh wow, I bet they recorded this. Yeah, she would go tutor at the girl's house, or she would tutor her at her house, or in the classroom. Oh yes, this is very nice. This is very perverted indeed, indeed. Yay! But because it's a woman, right? But okay, that's the world that we live in, I guess. The relationship allegedly continued for 2 years before coming to an end in August of 2020 when the victim was 17 years old. I wonder what was happening. Was she about to graduate or something? What was the turn sour in this thing? Was it your milk lady? Who knows?
Hello,
investigators looked at inappropriate text messages and Snapchat exchanges on the victim's phone when looking into the case. The Associated Press reported in February that the victim told a high school teacher about the relationship, which the teacher proceeded to report to a school resource officer. Ooh, this girl screwed over her older lover. Ooh, I wonder why. The newest charges stem from an alleged sexual encounter while attending a school dance competition involving a team coached by Close Hallmark in Osceola County. Yes, this chick couldn't keep her hands off the minor, but look what happens, right? It is not clear when the team dance event took place, but the time frame of the incident that spawned the charges in both Osceola County and Osceola County matched up, according to the prosecutor. Ooh-wee. There's a lot of damning evidence against this chick, but it be what it be, yo. The new charges include soliciting or engaging in lewd conduct with a student from a position of authority, lewd and lascivious battery against a child aged between 12 to 16, and sexual assault on a minor. Dun dun dun. According to Word TV, reports that Close Hallmark is being held without bond in the Okaloosa County Jail. Ooh. Close Hallmark, who was once named Escambalas County Social Studies Teacher of the Year, has a pre-trial conference scheduled for June 14th. Yay! Then you'll get there for Juneteenth! Oh yeah, it was before that stuff, so no for you. But like today is 2025, we could fast forward this and find out what this chick got. Let's find out. Let's see, winner, 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 no, no, no whammy, no whammy, stop! Yep, they give this chick 15 years in prison, so I guess there's not gonna be no happy ending. And after she gets out of that, she has to do 15 years of parole. So yay, that's what she gets. She was ugly and self-entitled and retarded, and she got what she deserved. But yeah, I'm sure if she was a man, she probably would've got double. Right? Am I saying yes or no? Maybe? Who knows? No matter what, you shouldn't be hurting kids. But this chick wasn't a kid. She was 15 and, you know, yeah, women, they could do whatever they want and they can suffer no consequences. Except this teacher, she got her comeuppance, right? So at least that's a small victory for us, right? You could point out and laugh at these people. You see what happens when you let these women do whatever the hell they want? They get self-entitled and they think they could do no wrong. And that's why she got 15 years. I'm glad that she got her comeuppance, because usually women don't get these. Do you think she got off lightly? I don't know. What do you think? You let me know, right? Well, good night, friends. I have things I gotta do, so it's already late. So good night. Farewell. Be the best person you can be, and don't let these people get under your skin, because in the end of the day, they're crazy, and you have to be the sane one there, so goodbye.
С днем рождения!